more power to you. Again, my concern was simply because there is a residence on the other side of them. Before you get to all of the new blue buildings, and then also we have the new blue buildings that are back behind, and then that horseshoe there is all residents before you get over to the Jehovah's Witness Church that's right there that is across from the Tina County Health Department. My I can only speak for myself. My personal property taxes went up this year, and if we rezone, I'm concerned about what's going to happen next as far as my property tax. And then I think that was about everything.
Well, your property might
not be rezoned. It won't change
your... No, right. It won't rezone my property, but I am concerned about my property tax.
Well, that won't change it. Whatever your, I mean, whatever happens on the next lot, they're judged on their individual merits.
Thank you very much for that question. But again, I don't know if she's the new owner or if the sale didn't go through and they just took the sign down. I just had some questions. And like I said, I think that was it.
She's been the owner since, if I can get this to work.
You can, you'll come back up here in a minute. Just hold on.
I think for my part, I'm done. Those were my questions.
All right. Did you say your name, by the way?
Cindy Reich.
Okay. Presley, you got that? Okay. Thank you.
She's been the owner since 2019.
Well, then I will say they have been wonderful about keeping that big empty part mowed very well.
All right. Thank you for coming out. Ma'am, you want to come back up?
Yes, we own the property since 2019. Yes, and thank you for that. But yes, we're being trying to make a good care of the property, keep all the back part of that for the neighbors clean. It was a mess when we got we found dead deers over the property. So we're trying to always keep it clean for both, for all of our neighbors around. I'm going to answer the question about the selling property. I will not be able to split the property because I still have to pay part to the bank. So yeah, it will not allow for me to split the property and just to parts for that. For that reason, we will not, just in case.
That makes sense. Any other comments, questions?
I understand the concern, but actually, well, just to remark that actually we're surrounded by all commercial properties over there. I understand the new buildings, the new warehouses that they were built. Back. That's the part of the back. Yes, all this. And also, I think they have the zoning for offices, but, I mean, they have several businesses for different cars and car shops and all that stuff over there, too. So what I can say, I mean, we always try to be the good neighbors and try to keep our property clean, and to not be annoyance for the neighborhood over there.
All right.
Tomorrow is April 15th.
I'm sorry, sir.
Are you glad tomorrow was April 15th?
Yeah. Oh, yes. A little stressed still. But, yeah, tomorrow midnight I will be happy. I'll be back to life again.
Any other questions for the applicant?
I'll make a motion that we recommend approval.
Got a motion recommending approval.
I'll second it.
Got a motion and a second. I've got a specific motion to read. Motion to recommend approval of application 2025-007 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Hugo and Vanessa
Huejos.
For the parcel 08-5.0-16-000-000 2023-000 to be rezoned C2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. All those in favor of this motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So the county commission meeting is April 21st at 9 a.m. that you'll need to attend, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for coming out. Cody, do we have any old or new business?
I do not at this time.
With that information, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Got a motion?
Second.
Motion second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.